Good afternoon. Provincial border closures in Andalusia will be lifted tomorrow for the first time in 3 months now that the pandemic is beginning to abate in the area. Until now, nobody was allowed to travel outside the province except in extenuating circumstances. The regional president, Juanma Moreno, said the decision to reopen provincial borders is linked to the fact that the latest wave of COVID-19 has been much milder, the vaccine rollout has been progressing well, and the region is better prepared. The national head of disease control, Fernando Simon, says he can see light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic and that he is optimistic at the trend in the figures. The government says it hopes to open up to overseas travellers from June as plans for an EU-wide digital certificate go before the European Parliament. The tourism minister, Fernando Valdez, said a pilot test would take place next month so that Spain could be ready to receive travellers the following month. The EU has been working on a digital pass in time for the summer holidays. It would cover anyone who is either vaccinated against COVID, has a negative test result, or has recently recovered from the virus. Several countries have already begun using digital or paper passes to help ease local lockdowns. The 27 member states also want to include non-EU countries, such as Norway, Iceland and Switzerland, with officials saying earlier this week that vaccinated travellers from the US may also be able to visit Europe this summer. Santander Bank beat first quarter forecasts, signalling that the worst of the coronavirus crisis may be over by not adding to provisions for the pandemic and by booking record earnings in the United States. The Eurozone's second biggest lender by market value reported a net profit of 1.608 billion euros versus 331 million a year earlier. Shares in Santander were down 0.7% this morning after rising 5% yesterday ahead of its earnings report. It seems the new self-employed contribution system will not now be able to start next January as the government had hoped. This is what the Ministry of Social Security told the main self-employed organisations yesterday. The reason, the ministry alleged, are technical difficulties in launching the new contribution tool. The new system for the self-employed could now even be postponed to January 2023. And Spain has risen to the fourth lowest mortality rate on the European Union's roads, according to data released by the European Commission and the DGT. Spain recorded 29 deaths per million people on the road network last year, placing it behind Sweden, Malta and Denmark, but ahead of the Netherlands, Germany and France. Last year saw a decrease of 20% in the number of road deaths, with the pandemic being a major reason for the drop in traffic and the associated fatalities. The head of the DGT, Pere Navarro, has said now that the challenge is to continue to keep the death rate as low as it was last year. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.